Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Yes, Figgy Smith's tape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. Happy Thursday to everyone out there. How to tell if someone might be old without actually seeing them or hearing them? 713-572-4610. I actually have a list of things.
I'm feeling attacked.
I think this could be all of us, yeah, to be honest, man.
This is true.
So I kind of want to see if we old or not.
I got some old tendencies in here, so I want to see if I get hit at all.
Yeah, so the first one, you might feel attacked on this one, Lopez, because I know you used to do a little work back in the day as far as journalism.
Mm-hmm.
They use double spaces at the periods.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, not in 20 years.
Oh, good for you.
Typewriter.
Yeah, I used to, when I had a typewriter, or even, the original early, laptops, air quotes, and I would always do doubles, but I haven't done it in, at least a couple of decades.
I don't know if this is going to be on the list. How long did it take you to start calling things hashtags instead of pound?
Oh, I still say pound occasionally.
Really? Yeah, I haven't said that in a long time.
Yeah.
Ray on the YouTube page say, AOG, they talking about you.
I'm telling you.
Have y'all, Reggie, have you used a typewriter before? Or was that
not for any real reason.
I remember using the typewriter as a kid. I think this was like fifth grade. My sister had a typewriter.
Yeah.
And I wanted to be fancy and write something, more professional. And so I had to use the typewriter. It was kind of fun.
Yeah, well, then they become the word processors, the old IBM word processors. Remember that? So I used those.
No, I do not.
What am I saying? I'm asking you if you remember that.
That's right.
I used those a lot. They were like
I went to school for typing back in '83.
Kind of like an electronic or electric typewriter. I used those for a long time.
Yeah. I don't even remember that one.
Yeah.
What about this one? They write emails like formal letters. So, dear sir or dear madam, and sincerely, your full name.
Nah.
In the emails.
I'm feeling pretty good so far because that's a hard no for me on both of these. I like to make them very, personal or comfortable. Like, hey, what's up? Or something like that.
Yeah, you do need to dress up your email a little bit depending on who you talk to.
I dress them, but not with dear. But
you'll do dear sir or
dearest.
Dear madam.
Yeah.
Or what was the last time you said sincerely?
My beloved,
Yeah, the sincerely don't come out.
I don't do sincerely.
To who this may concern.
Mm-hmm. I think I just sign it with my name.
Put the little dash.
I do a lot of hi there's.
Hi there?
I always do hi there.
Do you do hi, howdy?
Occasionally I do.
Man,
occasionally
hi there. He turned into Ned Flanders.
Howdy.
I like to make it comfortable.
That's an A&M thing though, right?
Howdy. Howdy. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What about this one? People that end their text messages with their name. So salute to John McClain, who do this all the time. Every time he texts me, he would say, hey, love the show, Figgy. And then he'd type at the end, John.
But personal texts, obviously, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Hey, I'm on a roll. I'm still 3 for 3 for not being the old guy.
Ever had someone like sign off their text. But I guess that's like an email thing, right? Like if you used to e-mails and you're like, this is just.
I want to say John Harris do that too, man, because I think he got me like that.
Yeah.
Oh, he texted me because he saw the picture of my car.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, hey, just saw your post. Just make sure you're okay. And then he left JH.
That's good.
That's definitely old school. Yeah. What about the people that ask you if you got the email right after sending it?
Nah, yeah. I don't think that's old, man. Yeah. I think that's smart.
Yeah.
Really?
Because yeah. One thing I'm not trying to go back and forth with you on is like, yeah, I sent the email. Oh, no, I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
No, we confirming this right now.
Yeah.
While we here. So I know you did get it.
I still don't do that. Yeah.
Really? Okay. Yeah. So this one, I think we all kind of do this one at some point. We print things we don't really need to be printed.
I was on such a good roll. Because I do that.
What's your print? You printing the MapQuest directions?
No, God, no. But like a lot of times I'll print, almost like put it in my backpack or something, like stuff that I have for the show or whatever.
Yeah.
Or
just, look, I'm printing my little segment, yeah, man. Rundown. Like, I don't have to print it. We print the audio.
Yeah, I'm guilty.
All that stuff.
I'm guilty as charged on that one.
I am actually not that. And you know what? Here's a mini confession. I wish I was that. Because, yeah. I mean, look at me right now. I got three screens in front of me. And still half the time, I'm like, yo, this decided not to work in this moment. I like when I did print out like more like stories, what have you, mm-hmm. highlight them. It worked like tangible physical things. There's still a benefit
it
to go,
it works on you. You better recall things too.
I think
you recall things better.
It does work a lot. Mm-hmm. Like that's why I at least the one thing I can say I do is I have like a notepad in front of me.
Yes.
Because trying to like type things and use that as like, hey, I'm mm-hmm. writing my notes that way does not work as well when I'm physically writing it. And so I really do wish, and maybe I should start that, except I don't know that I could justify printing out all them sheets of paper.
Yeah.
But I do feel like it is better when you actually print these things out and it's in front of you and you can physically see it as opposed to if it's just one of many tabs. And for me, I will let you know, it is many tabs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm going through the list of how to tell if somebody might be old or not without seeing or hearing them.
Mm-hmm.
What about this one? They send chain emails or forward long messages.
Good
right
answer.
There. Send this to 10 people.
Good answer.
Or your luck will run out. That type of stuff.
Never in a
salute
million.
To my mother.
Never in a million years would I do that.
I don't open my WhatsApp because it's just filled with
yes.
various things. Although now it is not like just chain messages. It's like chain videos of stuff.
Oh yeah.
Like here is this person sharing some reel or some TikTok with you
mm-hmm.
that it's like, oh, pass this on. No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to.
I'm not
going
to do it.
I'm not watching it.
Never.
Even.
Ever, ever.
I want to know if y'all do. I know Reggie probably don't do this. Lopez, do you say stuff like, I need help with the Facebook?
Oh, come on.
Or you say, I Googled it on the internet?
Okay, well, I do say I Googled it.
On the internet?
On the internet?
No, not on the internet.
I Googled it on the internet.
Oh, mm-hmm. no, I don't mm-hmm. do that. No, mm-hmm.
Okay.
I thought you meant just say I Googled
okay,
it.
No, okay.
I do say that. But the Facebook cracks me up. I know people that say that all the time. You know, the Facebook.
What? From the 361 here on the text line, they said their coworker still uses a key map instead of GPS. And I want to say that's wild, but actually, they're probably getting around so much better than some. Like, I know people that legitimately, they cannot get anywhere unless it is in the GPS.
Mm-hmm.
And not even that. Like, unless the GPS actually turns, like,
yeah.
with them.
200 feet.
They can't go with the regular yeah. north-south orientation because
oh, yeah.
they're like, which way am I turning? Because it looks like right, but I need to go left. I'm like,
yeah.
really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about people that sign off their messages with warm regards or best wishes?
I don't do that
is
either.
Is that old?
Yeah, I don't do that either.
I feel like that's a little old.
It might be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That might be a little old. And last but not least, they use punctuation. They use like full words. They mm-hmm. don't use the little LOLs or the mm-hmm. all that stuff. They spell out okay, OKAY, stuff like that.
I do some of that. I'm guilty. I do go LOL and I just say the letters okay because that's AP style book. I do some of the other stuff though.
See, that's not about you being old. That's about you being a journalist.
You gotta spell it out.
No, you don't spell it out on the AP style book.
Yeah. I bet you spell out all the like single digit numbers.
I did it to you today.
You spell them out. He's like, no,
you never. I did it today. I was like, I got to change that because you like if you start a sentence with 49. You spell out 40-9.
Because you don't start with numerals.
You don't start with numerals.
Okay.
Yeah. So I always do that.
Yeah. Got you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. One thing I realize I don't do, I do the LOLs and the LMAOs and all that stuff, but I don't do the BRB, be right back.
I don't do BRB either.
would do I don't know, IDK, but I don't do the BRB. I never understood the BRB, man.
Mm-hmm. It's more internet stuff, like if you're stepping away from your computer, like, hey, I want
to. Yeah, but a lot of people doing it in a text message now, man.
Yeah.
They just,
oh, yeah.
BRB.
Cannot like, speak for them.
All right, cool.
Somebody said they do best, Ray said they do best regards, but only for work. Yeah, that might have crept into not being old, but just being like, workplace, it's
a
corporate.
A little more propriety.
Yeah. It's work slang.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we about to circle back to that one.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a mixtape in the Luke Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Thursday. So the NBA Finals is tonight. You got the Pacers, the Yesers. It's called the Yesers.
Yeah, yes, sirs.
Yeah, you got the Pacers versus the Thunder. Lopez versus the Thunder.
No, God, don't say that. That, talk about it. Versus.
I just wanted to tick you off.
Yes.
So the NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, was on a show called Breakfast Ball on FS1.
Mm-hmm.
And he talked about a lot of things. He talked about pretty much a small market making the NBA finals and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. This is what he had to say about that.
It's one thing I really admire about the NFL. I mean, if we were going into a Super Bowl and it was Packers against Steelers, you guys would be celebrating that. Those would be storied franchises. People wouldn't be talking about, you know, the fact that Pittsburgh is a small market. So in fact, you know, I'm happy whatever team ends up in the finals, but it's been intentional from our standpoint to create a system, a collective bargaining agreement that allows more teams to compete. And just by way of background, you know, we're going to have to go through a process of getting to the point where people are accustomed to tuning into the finals because it's the two teams that deserve to be there and it's the best basketball.
Feel like he's on to something right there?
Don't compare yourself to the NFL. It's a different animal. I mean, it just is. Yeah, I get his point, and he did say, to his credit, we're hoping to get there, you know, but he knows they're not there. The NBA needs major markets right now.
But that, I think that's the thing, is like, I think he's trying to combat that operation of as if that's common knowledge. And I get it. Like, it has been common knowledge, mm-hmm. but he's like, yo, we got to change the thinking before we even get to this place where people will, you know, react that way. So I think that's what he's trying to do. And yeah, man, you want all the markets to have, or actually, really, it's
you want the best teams.
You want the actual status of the playoffs or of the finals to weigh more than the individual teams necessarily.
Yes.
Which is what I think any of these, like the entirety of the sport probably wants, is you want this thing to make money just based off the fact that it is what it is rather than
mm-hmm.
what these particular teams are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think that's kind of a little bit. And I did kind of cringe a little bit when he said mentioned Pittsburgh and Green Bay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like these are historic franchises, man. Like right. I know they are in a small market.
Yeah.
But I'm like, man, nah, they got some of the biggest fan bases out of any market.
Bigger right. than some large markets.
Yeah. You put them up there with the Cowboys and stuff, man. So.
And that's what's funny because I don't think he's wrong. I just don't know that. I don't know that you can create what those teams have at all in the modern era. Like, those teams were created particularly because of the eras that they were. Like,
They've been around since the 1940s. They've been around for so long, man. Yeah,
yeah. The Green Bay Packers shouldn't exist. Like, you should not have an organization, like, in that such a small place, but it's because, and also with
the way it was.
It's just where it was. It's been established. It's tradition now, which makes it harder to uproot. Yeah. And because they were good enough in that time period, they developed a national presence to where, like, they are sustainable. But if you try and do that now, there's no way to do it.
No.
There's just no way. It's inherent to the time. And that's one of the things that I kind of I wonder if the NBA will be able to do that because you're trying to find a level of changing yourself towards that in this modern era.
Don't compare yourself.
Don't even do it, man. Here's Adam Silver right here talking about the All-Star game for next season, and I think he's been listening to John Lopez.
Damn right he has been.
Next year, as part of our new media deals, the All-Star game returns to NBC, where it was when we were younger. And it so happens that next season we'll be smack in the middle of the Winter Olympics. So, in fact, the game will be on NBC, and the very day we're on, the lead-in will be Winter Olympic events, and then coming out of the All-Star game, which is now going to be in the afternoon instead of the evening, there'll be more Olympic events. So what better time to feature some form of USA against the world? I'm not exactly sure what the format will be yet. I mean, obviously paid a lot of attention to what the NHL did with the...
Which was a huge success. The Frozen Four that was awesome.
It was great.
But also, you know, going back, you know, last summer, our Olympic competition was a huge success.
Do y'all think this is going to work?
Yes.
For the All-Star.
And I will qualify it a little bit. I know you're skeptical about this, Reggie. I could see this. I think it's going to be miles better than what the All-Star game has been just because of the attention it's going to get. And he makes a good point. It's during the Olympics, too, which is going to bring even more of that attention and people are going to be in that spirit, so to speak. I'm not going to say it's going to be like the NHL, you know, what they did. But I think it's going to be better, a lot better. I do see the games themselves being more like the old school All-Star games of the 90s and the early 2000s, where it's all fun and games, but once the fourth quarter hits, they get a little serious. You know what I mean? They back in the day, the All-Star games, they'd play around just like they do now, but then they'd get you know, serious about it there and want to win the game in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, the problem with that, though, is that doesn't work in the modern era because we have built ourselves, at least as a basketball watching public, of being complainers first. Like, we are looking for the bad in it first, and we will knock it down as soon as we see the bad. So the idea that, hey, man, the first half, they're not playing hard, people immediately go to, we'll see this as the issue. And, I mean, to some degree, it is a level of issue, but that's what you're talking about with the 90s. I don't think that lands in the same way. So, no, I don't think this works in the long term. What I will concede, though, is I did not consider the idea that it would be happening with the Winter Olympics, where you do have some of those, you know, kind of feelings already there. So I do think that will help buoy it.
I disagree on the first part that you said, simply because you are going to be wearing that uniform. And whether it's just entertainment or fun, nobody's going to be criticizing that. I think and I also think once you watch it, you're going to say, now they're trying to win. You know, we used to do it all the time. I remember watching, you know, back in the day, you watch some of these players and they'd be having fun and alley-oops and all that. And, dude, Kobe checked himself back into a game in the fourth quarter saying, screw that, we're going to win. You know, I think you're going to see some of that.
Yeah. I'm just kind of curious. My question, I'm just wondering, are these players going to be bought into this, man? Because, like, I thought they was going to be bought into the pick 'em, the playground style type thing. And then eventually you saw that a lot of these guys really wasn't into it like that.
Novelty wears off, buddy. The novelty wears off. And all those other underlying issues that got you to a place where you feel like the games aren't fun, those issues still remain. So you can change the wallpaper. You can change the way that it's dressed up. I think those issues are still going to be there. But I could be wrong. We'll see what it looks like when you ultimately get there. But that is Figgy's Mixtape. You catch it at 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at The Figgy Fig on social media. If you got something that you believe to be mixtape worthy, the man might put you on here. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of The Drive, and we'll do that next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.